I remember when I spent time in Australia with Australian Aboriginal people, they would tell me about something they call their dream time. And one of the stories of their dream time is a really interesting one. It has to do with the theory of evolution. Now, they didn't know, they never read Darwin. I don't think they have. I mean, maybe now they've read Darwin, but they had this theory of evolution well before Darwin came on the scene. And the way they tell their story is kind of like this, that in the beginning, there was the great spirit that dreamed everything into existence. And then, after the spirit dreamt for a while, it began to like the dream, and it dreamt then of fire, and it dreamt of water, and it dreamt of earth, and it dreamt of wind, and it mixed all these things up, and it really got exciting. It got very dramatic. And the Great Spirit liked the dream. And out of that dream of earth, air, fire, and water, there became a formation of a planet. And that planet was really a very dreamy-like thing, because the way it was formed is that there was great fire and a great crust around the fire and a great wind blowing around the surface. And then there were these things that formed up in the sky, which were called like clouds, and they would rain, the water would come down, and the fires would spread up from the center, and there'd be volcanoes, and there'd be rain, and new land would form. It was really a fantastic geological show. And then the Great Spirit began to say, I'd like to keep this dream going, but I'm getting a little tired hanging on to this dream. Maybe what I ought to do is dream up some creatures that can keep the dream. So the Great Spirit dreamt of what is called the Barramundi, which in the Aboriginal dialect means fish. And I'm going to shorten the story a little bit because it goes on. The fish then begins to swim in the great oceans and loves the great oceans and really digs it, but has these weird dreams. It dreams of moving across a wet shore onto a marshy land kind of thing. Now, fishes don't want to get out of the water, because if they do, they don't breathe. So they don't really want that. This dream is like, whoa, it's kind of scary for fish. But fish dreams it anyway. And after a while, the dream begins to form and turtle begins to appear. Kurukku, I think it's called. And Kurukku, or turtle, begins to crawl out of the ocean and onto the sand and onto the shore, and loves the marshy land and loves being able to go from sea to shore. Loves all that stuff, but has these weird dreams. And these are not dreams that it likes. It's dreaming, and I'm going to shorten a little bit. It's starting to dream of high deserts and sand and sky and flying and all kinds of weird things. And I'm jumping now. There's several other animals in between, but this dream turns out to be the dream of an eagle. Bunjil, it's called. And Bunjil is the eagle spirit. And the eagle dreams of flying and traveling and looking down and loves the air, loves the wind, but has these weird dreams. And it dreams of something which is taking down on earth in night sky, high up in trees, looking down on earth. Eagle doesn't want to. Eagle likes day. It likes to use its eyes. It likes to get its prey by spotting it down below, by flying up high. It doesn't want to hang out in trees at night. And this is the dream of possum. The possum appears, and the possum then dreams. And on each time, the animal is dreaming of something which doesn't fit its own particular makeup. The dream is the message from the future. And finally, the dream is of kangaroo. And kangaroo dreams finally of human beings, of music and sound and laughter and things which it doesn't understand. And then humans start to walk. The spirit of human walks the earth. And the human is the first to recognize the dream, to recognize that it is holding the dream of all of the spirits, of all of the animals besides itself, and also the spirit of the land. And there comes the end of the story, where the spirit finally recognizes, I finally have achieved it in such a way that humans now take on the responsibility of taking care of this thing we call the planet Earth, taking care of the spirit, taking care of the soul of everything. And that's really what we're talking about when we're talking about soul. it ain't just yours. It is really a universal thing. It's something which goes well beyond the immediate concerns of you. But if you listen to it, it'll tell you a story. And the story it'll tell you is very remarkable, because it'll tell you the story of the beginning of everything. It'll tell you the story of the end of everything. It'll tell you the story of what's going on everywhere on the planet. It'll tell you the story of what's going on in fish. It'll tell you the story of what's going on in possum, in kangaroo, in snake, in snail, in monkey, in lion, in porpoise. It'll tell you the story of what's going on in plant. I mean, all kinds of plants, from the medicinal healing plants of the ayahuasca plant and the jungle vines of Peru, to the peyote plants, to the plants which grow asparagus that we eat, to the trees and the fruit. It'll tell you the story of the planet Earth. Not only the planet Earth, it'll tell you the story of how all of this formed and how it is that everything works just right, so that we have just the right amount of water, just the right amount of land, just the right amount of food, just right. Everything is balanced. Everything's working. And we, the dream, the soul, can awaken you, or you can awaken to hear what it is talking about.